don't know why they're doing this. This is stupid.
Ironically, I cannot jump in this outfit.
No, this is the least jumpable outfit I own.
And she decided she was going to give us these creepy elephant dolls. And we never showed them to my son. We just stuck them under the stairs. And now my wife found them. Therefore, my daughter found them. And she is in love with these things. And now we have to keep them in our new house.
Awesome. I'm glad the cursed elephants are joining you. Because kids love creepy things. That's how all the horror movies start. Like, the kid befriends whatever ghost or demon it is, and then it ends up ruining the entire family's life. Or takes over the child.
Yeah, I could only see a few possible outcomes for this. Either the elephants are going to come to life and murder me, or they will work their evil through my daughter, and she will murder me. But either one's probably easier than taking them away from my daughter, so I guess I'm getting murdered.
I'm guessing the real world result will be she loves them for like a week after she gets to Seattle and gets settled in, and then completely forgets about them again. They get stored under the stairs again, and they just go on to curse your family's life for another decade until, you know, you move again or you remember they're there or whatever.
So she's going to love them for a while, and then she's going to have all these amazing childhood adventures in her brain, and they're going to become a treasured part of her childhood. And then she's going to grow into a young woman and put away such childish things for, you know, whatever girls in high school like 15 years from now. And one day, as she's getting ready to go to college, she's going to come across one of these, and it's going to be mad that she forgot her. And they're going to have words.
It's just an elephant.
So my company, we just did a big release of our mobile product. It was really cool and big success. And to celebrate it, we honored the leader of that team. And he is, let's call him a beanie enthusiast. And you can decide what a beanie enthusiast actually is. You look confused.
No. Because I didn't hear you correctly. I thought you said a bean enthusiast.
No, I'm the bean enthusiast.
I was like, I can think of many things. And then you said beanie, and that made me
think. Yeah, he's a beanie enthusiast. He has all these different beanies that he wears to indicate his various moods. So the head of engineering is like, okay, secretly, everyone in the building, wear a beanie this day, and it'll be awesome. Totally rib this guy good and celebrate his accomplishments. So we did that. And I had a beanie, put it on. And I start walking to work, and I'm instantly very self-conscious because I'm not a beanie guy. I'm definitely not a beanie enthusiast. And I'm like, am I pulling this off? Like, because I'm old. I think I'm too old for a beanie. Beanies are not...
Okay, wait. But before you go any further, what are you calling a beanie? Are you talking beanie that looks like almost like a yarmulke and has like the twirly thing? Or are you just talking like a stocking cap?
Yeah, a snow hat.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I don't know who decided that we were going from... to just, it's cold, and I'm going to put a hat on that covers my ears.
A-holes. Doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah. Now I know. Now continue.
It's just a winter hat, which, you know, if it were winter, wouldn't be that big a deal. But it's actually starting to get kind of nice here, and only beanie enthusiasts are still wearing beanies. So I get on the bus, and I'm just like starting to be like, man, I feel so out of place. I feel like an old man trying to be cool wearing this beanie. And I'm starting to doubt myself and really think about my life and the choices that I've made. And like, am I really comfortable with who I am as a man? And maybe I'm not, if just wearing a beanie disrupts my flow so much. And then I looked up ahead, and there was a dude probably in his 50s wearing a do-rag. And I'm just like, nope, I'm okay.
The question is, though, did he look hard? Did he look like he maybe rode a motorcycle? Because those people can wear those.
No, he was a dude on a bus. Obviously going downtown to work.
Okay. Yeah. If you're on a bus, lose the do-rag. Yeah, the do-rag's the one that never has looked good to me. If somebody's riding a motorcycle, I'm going to let them wear it because, yo, I don't want to die. But, like, Hulk Hogan, you know, it was his look for a while. It still is his look. What am I talking about? Because he just has to hide that giant horseshoe pattern on his head. I mean, if that is the definition of beanie, then I wear beanies all the time in the wintertime. I think I pulled them off. Maybe everybody's laughing at me secretly.
The beanie is an interesting thing. Like, some people it works on, maybe it's just something you have to wear a lot. For me, because I'm a baseball cap type of guy, I don't like not having something cover my eyes. Like, the sun is very harsh and abrasive to my unsheltered eyes. And so, I feel like I'm wearing a hat, but I'm not getting any of the benefits of it. And my ears are sweaty. This is the worst. But I can't take it off because my hair will go straight up. And that's not a good look for me.
That's also understandable. I think it's the beanie, stocking cap, whatever you want to call it, is much better in the colder weather. Like, I don't see, I can wear a baseball cap in any weather, but I cannot wear the beanie in warm weather because it's just too warm. It bottles in the heat like it's supposed to, and your ears, like you said, are just a sweaty mess. Versus in the cold, it actually comes in handy because it covers your ears and keeps them a little bit warmer. It's not like as good as like earmuffs, which, no, I won't go that route.
No ears are cold enough to warrant earmuffs.
I do have a pair, or a beanie, a hat, stocking cap that does have the little ear flaps that come down.
Oh, a toque.
Sure. It's not like the official one. It's not like the red flannel and like fur.
Right, but yeah.
Kind of a wannabe toque. But yeah, I think earmuffs are exclusively for ladies now.
Yeah, pretty much. My wife can pull them off, but yeah. She's like, do you want me to buy you earmuffs? Like, never. The answer to that question, till the day I die, is no. Never buy me earmuffs. Or a scarf. Not that scarves are specifically feminine. There's lots of men who can pull them off. But it's a very specific kind of man. You have to look good. You dress nicer than I do.
Okay. Sorry, I was raising my hand. That's why.
Yeah, that works really well in this format. Yeah.
I wanted you to know that I own like 10 scarves.
And that doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
I'm not Chris Jericho level, but I own many scarves.
That's the thing, though. Like, people kind of develop a look, and there's certain clothing that goes with certain things. Like, there's a reason certain clothing styles tend to match certain personalities. I am not a scarf personality type.
That's fine.
And you are, and that's also fine. Like, that's... There's nothing inherently wrong with the article of clothing. It's just not for me.
Yeah. And I'm the way, that way with, to a degree, baseball caps. I think I've worn them a lot as in my younger years that I still wear them occasionally. Like, I'll be wearing one when I go out to mow the lawn because I ain't wearing a beanie. That would be stupid.
Yeah. Mowing the lawn is not a beanie activity.
I do like the thought of wearing stupid things just to see if you can get to catch on. Like, I don't have that. I am not like a fashion icon. I couldn't do that. But I love the thought of people that are doing stuff like that and catching on just because they did it.
I actually did that in high school. You wouldn't think so based on everything I've said about how I dress. You would not think I started a trend, but me and my friend, we started a trend. We both happened to wear Hawaiian shirts on the same Wednesday, and people were giving us crap about it. Like, dude, why are you wearing a Hawaiian shirt? And we're like, come on, man, it's Luau Wednesday. Everyone wears Hawaiian shirts on Wednesday. And we both decided, like, on our own, we're going to wear a Hawaiian shirt the next Wednesday and keep, we're going to make this a thing. And, like, pretty soon, like, half the school went out and bought Hawaiian shirts so they could take part in Luau Wednesday. And we all wore our Hawaiian shirts on Wednesday, and it was baller.
Well,
that was awesome.
That's also, I think, location based. Like, you're in Idaho, well, yeah. I assume.
Yes.
So the kids are going to be excited to do Luau Wednesday in Idaho because why the hell else would they wear a Hawaiian shirt?
That's true.
So
it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, themes are fun as kids, and when you can all get on it together, then everybody, you know, wears the Hawaiian shirt, maybe has a lei on, and you play some music in the hallways, and it becomes a thing. I applaud you for starting a thing.
I did a thing.
I definitely don't remember anything like that as a kid. We're trying to take on many different fashion faux pas myself, like wearing the backwards pants with crisscross. Not even leaving the house because I couldn't get out of the house with them on. I was like, this just isn't working. I don't know why they're doing this. This is stupid.
Ironically, I cannot jump in this outfit.
No, this is the least jumpable outfit I own.
I used to really want to get into fedoras. I thought fedoras looked really cool, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get in a fedora and I'm going to make that a thing. And then I realized that creepy basement dwellers had totally ruined fedoras for the rest of us.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to go back to my baseball caps, which, yes, jocks and frat boys have ruined for the rest of us, but no one looks at me and think, I bet he's a jock or a frat boy.
Yeah, the fedora, the pork pie hat, all those that the hipsters have kind of glommed onto are now, yeah, they're verboten.
Yes.
So we'll stick to our beanies and our baseball caps in the meantime.
That's what we should do. Actual beanies.
See if they catch on.
Yeah, see if we can make those catch on for 35-year-old men.
Why are you guys not wearing them? It's Beanie Monday.
Everyone said we're beanie. This is a beanie. Yeah.
Look it up.
Thank you very much for listening. To find more podcasts from our network, head on over to www.digitalstrips.com. You can also find us at twitter.com/digitalstrips, facebook.com/digitalstrips, or soundcloud.com/digitalstrips.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.